Hello, and welcome to the Rested With an Eye podcast, where we explore travel time rather than destinations and the joys and surprises of shared transport. For many, traveling on buses, boats, and trains is now a lifestyle choice. My name's Mark Selby. I love the theatre of travel, discovering the stories of journeys, and learning how people use their travel time. Introduction. I hope Rested encourages you to explore shared transport and enjoy your travels. I live in England, southwest of London, on the Surrey-Hampshire border. I'm lucky to work with talented people on interesting projects. I've travelled widely, but in recent years, my modes of travel have changed a lot. The COVID pandemic had a big impact, as did changes in my lifestyle and work. They've caused me to look at travel and transport with fresh eyes. And I realise I'm not alone. People of all ages are doing the same. The motivations for change vary. Convenience, safety, cost, and environmental responsibility are often cited. But the one that really intrigues me is the desire to explore. Where once I loved the idea of freedom and adventure, driving my car on the open road, now I despair of focusing on the rear end of the car in front and the road between us. What's worse is that the time spent driving isn't mine. Apart from listening to the radio, music, or podcasts, I can do little while driving. Phone calls are a distraction. I can't read, write, or even enjoy the views through my side windows. Instead, I'm focused on the road in front, that car's rear end, and the regular warnings of hazards, speed limits, and cameras. Today's car commercials show bloated, almost identical SUVs rolling down empty city streets in the sun or wide, empty country roads. But the reality distortion field is unsustainable. Those roads are no longer empty. Younger generations get it. They're not learning to drive or incurring the costs of car ownership. They're cycling, walking, and using shared transport to travel and explore. It's not just a transport choice, it's a lifestyle choice. I'm on board, and it's an eye-opener, rediscovering the joys and the theatre of shared travel. It's far from perfect. Services vary enormously by region. And while cars might be losing their role as our primary mode of travel, they remain essential in areas where other transport services simply don't exist, especially in rural and out-of-town areas. But change is afoot, as we'll see in these podcasts. Rested with an eye is the Swedish word for travel time, and I apologise to my Swedish friends for anglicising it from restid and my poor pronunciation. Whether resting or reading, watching or writing, chatting or listening, travel time is our time to use as we choose. And a great journey is like a book that you want to finish, but not to end. I hope you enjoy the coming episodes and that together we'll explore, discover, and share the ways that we use our travel time. Please subscribe and share with a friend. I look forward to hearing from you and sharing your stories. I hope our paths will cross on the journey. Until next time, enjoy your travels. Thank you for listening to the Rested With an Eye podcast. Please subscribe on your preferred podcast service and share with a friend. I look forward to hearing from you and sharing your travel stories. Please email restedpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks to everyone that has contributed to Rested With an Eye so far. Enjoy your travel time.